rubbish, great place for dumping shopping trolleys, you name it. The odd refrigerator and things people dump in the Thames. It's a disgrace, really.
So you put driftwood barges down at strategic points all the way down the river. When I say all the way down, we do have one at Gravesend, but basically it stops at the Grange area, because that's where the it's where all the shouting stops, I suppose. It's where the driftwood is seen as a public nuisance, where people object strongly to it. It's where you get the refuse. And we talk about driftwood, but most of it is refuse. It's not... originally, the idea of the service was to remove the timber that would damage ships. You're talking about piles of jetties and things like that. We still get them. And they're still a menace to ships. But the big human cry now, of course, is conservancy and things like that, and this... all the rubbish, all this plastic that gets thrown in. And this is the big thing we're chasing. People now want the place made nicer. Must be a different group of people to the ones that throw it all in.
There was an extremely poor family. Their name I can't remember, but the father had been a Navy diver and was incapacitated. And there were lots of children, all very young, but one of them, Shamus, I've never seen him in boots, shoes or stockings in my life, and it was his job to go down to Blackwall foreshore every morning, every evening, to see if he could find any driftwood that had got thrown up onto the foreshore or onto the causeway. And he would gather it all together, put it up to the top of the causeway and carry it home, or if any of us were about, we'd help him to take it home. Now, the peculiar thing about this is that when that timber was put at the top of the causeway, nobody else ever took a piece. That was Shamus's wood.